USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now there are four women accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of behaving inappropriately, with two more coming forward in recent hours. Caitlin Caruso says as a 19-year-old student at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Biden rested his hand on her thigh and hugged her, as she puts it, a little too long. DJ Hill claiming as her husband took a photo of the two, Biden placed his hand on her shoulder and then started dropping it down her back, making her feel very uncomfortable. No comment yet from Biden on these latest allegations. After 100,000 apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the southern border in March, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen compares it to a natural disaster.
We're now treating this like a massive Cat 5 hurricane disaster.
Telling Fox it may be one of the biggest crises the country's faced in a decade. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
The next mayor of Chicago will be the first black woman and the first openly gay person to hold that office in the Windy City, former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot, defeating Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle to win the mayor's race yesterday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo with a message to families of U.S. citizens being held captive abroad.
Mr. Pompeo said the U.S. is doing all it can for the safe release of their loved ones. He warned against paying ransom for their release.
As we move in that direction, we create risk. Indeed, we know that there are nations that take Americans less because there is less money coming from America.
Mr. Pompeo also stressed what terrorists would do with that ransom money.
Any payment to a terrorist or a terrorist regime gives money so that they can seize more of our people. We cannot accept that risk. You wouldn't ask that of us.
I'm John Clemens.
Whole Foods is to slash prices by 20% on hundreds of items beginning today. And this is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The Florida man who admitted to sending 16 explosive devices to critics of President Trump claims in a letter he never meant to hurt anyone. Cesar Sayoc sending the letter to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. He writes that he wanted to intimidate and scare people, but he didn't think those pipe bombs would work. No one was injured. He says he considered them decoy devices. Chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party is facing charges that he and a leading donor tried to bribe the state's insurance commissioner using campaign funds. Prosecutors accuse Robin Haynes of bribery and conspiracy to commit wire fraud and making false statements. Three others also indicted, including Greg Lindberg, the chairman of an investment firm and one of the party's top donors. Lawyers for the two men say they deny the allegations. The insurance commission claims Lindberg offered to make millions of dollars in campaign contributions in exchange for ousting a regulator that's been overseeing his company. And a Chinese woman's facing serious legal problems after reportedly trying to get into Mar-a-Lago in Florida when President Trump was there over the weekend. The woman was arrested for giving false information to try to get into the resort. The report says she was carrying four cell phones, a laptop computer, and an external hard drive. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.